That's our ring, time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Abner had quite a start yesterday when Cedric suddenly appeared right after the St. Bernard dog ran out of the store, making the old fellow think that Cedric had changed back into a human after his brief transformation as a canine. Now, this was too much for Abner, and he ran home. In a moment, we'll see what happens next. Folks, every one of us loves a winner. Yes, in every field of human activity, a winner is looked upon with admiration and confidence. Now, when you have an occasional splitting headache and an acid-upset stomach all at the same time, Alka-Seltzer can be a winner. It can win your confidence by its double-action relief. You see, Alka-Seltzer's double-action works two ways. First, the analgesic pain reliever goes right to work on your headache, and second, Alka-Seltzer can help relieve that acid-upset sour feeling in your stomach by reducing excess gastric acidity. You'll find that Alka-Seltzer, confidence-winning double action, is just what you want. It's quick, too, because you drink it when it's in solution. So get a package of confidence-winning Alka-Seltzer from your druggist. It will win your confidence in a hurry. Don't delay. Do it today. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Cedric in the Jotham Down store explaining his absence to Lum. Listen.
Well, why didn't you tell somebody he's going to the county seat to try to join up with the Merchant Marines, Cedric? You had us all worried to death around here.
Well, I sort of wanted to make it a big surprise that I was finally going to get to wear a uniform of some kind. But I never got in, doggone it.
Well, you ought to at least call your mama long distance and told her where about your dad.
Yes, Mom, I reckon I ought to.
Yeah, we feared something terrible had happened to you. Especially after you drunk some of that uranium stuff.
Yes, Mom, I thought that'd build me up to where I could pass all the tests they give me. But it never seemed to help none.
Did it have any effects on you at all?
Mom?
Did it do anything to you, make you feel different or anything?
No, Mom. Not that I know of. Sure tasted awful, though.
Well, the way you run out of there so fast that day, I thought sure it had done something terrible to you.
Well, the reason I left so fast, I seen the mail hack leaving, and I had to run to catch it.
Well, now, there's another thing. How come you went in the mail hack instead of driving your own car?
Well, you said you wanted to use my car for some kind of experiments or something. That's why I left it.
Oh, I see. Well, I guess that clears up everything. Well, I'll say one thing. You sure had Abner all mixed up.
I did, huh?
Yeah, see, that day you swallowed the uranium junk and run out of the store, a big San Bernard dog walked in, and Abner thought, sure enough, that was you.
Thought I was a dog?
Yeah. Bound and determined that that was you. And yesterday the dog disappeared after drinking some more of that stuff, and then you showed up. He thought it turned you back into human again. Fact is, it upset him so much that he run home and he ain't been back to the store since.
Well, I wondered what was the matter with him. I said, howdy, and him and Mr. Grandpap run out of there like I was pison.
Well, it's all straightened out now, and I hope we don't have any more. Now, Granny, wait a minute. There comes Abner now. Tell you what, let's do, Cedric. Let's have some fun out of it.
Oh, all right, Lance. I just love fun. Boy.
Now, when he comes in, you act like you actually was that dog all the time and that you got turned back into a human.
Don't tell him where I actually was.
No. You might bark once in a while. Find out here he comes. Now, don't let on.
No.
Well, morning, Abner.
Morning, Long. Dog, is it I spent a terrible night last night. I kept dreaming that dad blamed the... Oh, hello, Cedric.
Howdy, Mr. Abner.
I never seen you standing there. How you feeling today?
Oh, just fine and dandy. Never felt better.
Well, I'm proud to hear it. You sure look better than you have for the last couple of days. I'll say that for you.
Yes, well, do it now, Mr. Long.
Do what now, Cedric?
Oh, something.
Well, what?
It ain't nothing at all, Abner. I was just going to have Cedric, going to have him clean up the feed room as long as he ain't working over at the plant no more. But you can do that some other time, Cedric.
Well, you never told me to...
Never mind, Cedric. Listen, Abner, I'm going over and see Dick Huddleston for a while.
Dick Huddleston?
I found he knows something about uraniums, and maybe he can help us with that. I'll be back after a while.
Yeah, all right, Mom.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, all right. Take your time. Oh, me. Now, Cedric, I just can't tell you how glad I am to see you looking this way.
Yes, Mom.
That's it, huh? What'd you say?
Oh, I just said, woof, woof.
Oh, what it sounded like.
That's what it was.
Cedric, we hunt, have you been taking some more of that stuff?
What stuff?
You know good and well what stuff. That uranium.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
My doggy, you better not if you know what's good for you. Well, now, stop laughing, Cedric. This ain't funny. You keep monkeying around with that stuff, and sometime you're liable not to be able to change yourself back into a human again. Yeah, don't laugh now. That's exactly what happened to a feller named Dr. Jelly. I read about him in a book one time. It's wrote right there in black and ink.
Cheers, huh?
Yes, sir. Sure is. Hey, Cedric, now you cut that out. And don't be doing that silly laughing.
This is fun.
Well, you just don't know how dangerous this might be.
Oh, this is fun, boy.
Yeah, that's just what that Dr. Jelly thought, too. Thought he was having a big time. And one day... Hey, doggy, just a minute. You better just sit down here, Cedric, and let me tell you that story. Might do you some good.
Oh, I'd love to hear a good story. What's that one about Pinky Winky?
Well, this one's a lot more serious than that, Cedric.
Pinky Winky, he was a little pig, but he wanted to have wings and fly like a bird.
Yeah, well, just be quiet now, Cedric. How can I tell you a story if you keep talking all the time?
Excuse me, go ahead.
Well, once upon a time...
I love them when they start out like that. I just love them.
Once upon a time...
Say it again.
Oh, Cedric, that's silly. All right. Once upon a time...
I know it's going to be good when it starts out like that.
There was this feller, and his name was called Dr. Jelly. And near as I get the story, he was in partnership with some feller named Mr. Hides, I believe his name. A homely sort of a critter.
Pinky Winky was pretty. After he got his wings, he was, anyway.
Well, just forget about Pinky Winky.
It's hard to do.
Well, try your best. Anyway, this Dr. Jelly...
You mean don't never think of him again? Not ever?
Yeah. Anyway, this
Dr. Forever and ever and ever?
Oh, be quiet, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
Anyway, this Dr. Jelly, he...
Who's he?
He's a fellow I'm telling you about in this story, Cedric.
Oh.
Anyway...
Thought you said his name was Mr. Hyde.
No, that's the other, the one with wings.
No, that's Pinky Winky.
It is not.
Tis done. He had wings.
Well, don't get said, Ricky got me all mixed up here. I don't know.
Starts out the same way once upon a time.
Cedric, I believe you was nicer when you was a Sam Bernard. Anyway, this daughter get the... Cedric, I told you to cut that down.
Never done nothing.
You bark.
Oh, never neither.
Well, I know good and well I hear you. There, see there. You done it again?
No, I'm never honest on that.
Cedric, we hunt. How can you sit there looking me square in the eye?
See, that weren't me. That's that dog standing there in the door. See him, Your Honor?
Oh, my goodness alive, that's him. That's you, Cedric.
Mom?
Wait a minute. That can't be you standing right beside of me here. How can you be there and hear both? Cedric, get together with yourself. Make up your mind what you're going to be and how many of them.
Well, look, Mr. Abner, he wants to play. He's bringing me a stick.
Look, Cedric, tell yourself to take that stick and get out of here. I can't stand this no longer. I'm seeing hallucinations.
Here,
I know what.
Here,
this is awful. I'm too young to be losing my mind. Cedric, get one of yourselves out of here. I've just had all I can stand. I said, yeah, I can't stand no more.
What is going on here?
David, I'm glad you come back, Mom.
Oh, there you go,
all
boy.
Right.
Now go and fetch it.
Yeah, look at there, Long. Cedric's throwing sticks for himself to go and get.
No, he ain't. That's a Sam Bernard. When did he come back?
I don't know. Cedric must have swallowed some more of that uranium stuff, and this time, instead of just changing them, it's divided them in two.
Well, now, just can't you
say that? Oh, it's done himself alone.
Well, nothing ever did happen to Cedric. Besides that, I just found out we never did discover no uranium.
We never.
All we had was just a batch of dirt.
Well, how about that stuff that glowed in the dark that night?
Well, that weren't no uranium. Dick said that was just caused by a plain old angleworm.
That glowing?
Yes, sir. Dick says that's caused by, what do you call that now? Oxidation or something like that. After he told me that, I recollected a couple of times when I dug fishing worms after dark. I noticed how they shine that way.
Yeah, that's low.
I was anxious to find uranium the other night. I just never thought about it.
Oh, well, wait a minute, though. How about that?
That's your brain here, boy. That's the time. I'll go somewhere where it'll be easier for you to find it this time.
Cedric, cut that down.
There you go, boy. Back in the feed room. Now, go fetch it. He's a bandit. And a big one, too.
Well, what I was going to say, Lum, how about that explosion? I thought you said that proved we had uranium.
No, but there's something we have got to worry about right there. It weren't no uranium that exploded that day. It was that stuff I got from Gomer Bates, that nitroglycerine.
Does that stuff explode?
Does it? It's a lucky thing for us, we just used a few drops of it. Well, you know, we still got enough in that bottle back there to blow up this whole town.
Oh, my goodness alive.
Well, we got to get shut of that.
Oh, yeah.
Go back there and get it, Abner.
No, not me. I ain't having nothing to do with it. No,
hey,
sir.
That boy, that's for us. Come on, Dolan.
Oh,
you got it faster this time.
Quit playing with that, Dolan.
Wait a minute. That ain't that stick I threw. That's a bottle you got. Look here, Mr. Abner. Look what the dog's got. A bottle in his mouth.
I ain't got time to be... Oh, my goodness. Hey, Lum, look at that bottle of nitroglycerine the dog's got there.
Get that away from me.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
For goodness sake, why'd you open the door and let him out for?
I want to get him out of here before he blowed us all up.
Well, you crazy idiot. Now we got a dog with a bottle of nitroglycerine running loose. Catch him, somebody. Catch him.
I can think of places I'd rather be than Pine Ridge right now, unless someone catches that dog before something disastrous happens. You know, friends, when you're feeling buoyantly well, it's very seldom that you're hurried and tense at mealtimes. That's one time when a touch of acid indigestion doesn't come along to upset you. But no doubt there are times when a touch of acid indigestion does come along to make you mighty uncomfortable. Well, when that happens, call on Alka-Seltzer for quick, satisfying relief. You see, Alka-Seltzer can help you feel better in two ways. First, it can settle that upset feeling in your stomach. And second, it can help reduce gastric acidity. Yes, when you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. When hurry and worry leads to a touch of acid indigestion, get a package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist. Don't delay. Do it today. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more.